Well, I am always stressed during Holy Week. I don't sleep well. I do the thing, I did it again this week, where I don't sleep well at night and then I think, oh, I should take a nap. And then I just lay down and like struggle and agonize for an hour or so. And then I get up feeling worse than before I had tried to take a nap. It's Holy Week every year. That's my week. The stress of the week, the sermons and the leading worship and the weight of the week really gets to me every year. This year, of course, I can't tell how much of my stressful, nervous feeling comes from it being Holy Week, you know, the usual Holy Week stress, versus the pandemic that's been going on for over a year now, and all of the stress of that, and the potential of increased, you know, case numbers and the variants and all those things that are happening right now, even as things are opening up. There's a lot there. And then, of course, we've also got the trial of Derek Chauvin going on in Minneapolis this week, which is a tremendous source of stress for so many in our community. It just feels like these weights are dragging me down this week. I've been trying to avoid the news about the trial. There's a little news. I'm not watching the actual trial itself. I do read some of the news about it so I can at least keep up with what's happening. And there's a lot of commentary coming in from around the country and even around the world. It's not just local, but it's here in, really, more in Minneapolis even than here on the east side. But even here, you can feel the weight and the worry and the wonder of what's going to happen in this trial that's going on right here. While this trial is going, I can't help but remember that Jesus was killed by the state, by the government. It was, you know, officially sanctioned by the government. That's more for tomorrow, but since I don't get to talk during worship tomorrow, I'll mention it now. George Floyd, of course, also was killed by the state, although he didn't get a trial. When I think of whether there will be accountability for Chauvin, for the police officer who killed George Floyd, I don't know. I don't know if there will be accountability. I say accountability because I don't think there's any possibility of there being justice in this situation. I think justice is a ship that has sailed. The city of Minneapolis already settled with the family for millions of dollars, and that didn't feel like justice. Maybe it's good, but it's not going to bring him back, and no number of convictions or no punishment for the killer is going to bring back George Floyd. Nothing is going to put the racialized unrest and anxiety of this community back in the can. That can is open. It doesn't close again. I'm not hopeful for anything resembling justice in this case. And I am worried that no matter what the outcome of this trial of this police officer, the community will not be happy. There's no good feeling. There's no coming together at the end and holding hands and making up with one another, with the different factions of people in town. So I worry and I pray for particularly the people of Minneapolis and the people right around 38th and Chicago there at George Floyd Square, but also all of us who are affected by this trial and by this death that occurred almost a year ago. So I feel this weight this week, and I feel this weight this day. The weight of today comes not only from the present day news, but also from our gospel lesson for tonight. In the midst of supper, in this so familiar story that we hear at least part of every year, in the middle of supper it is that Jesus gets up and he takes off his robe and he ties a towel around himself and he grabs a basin of water and he starts washing his disciples' feet. And it's weird. Right? It's a weird thing. Nobody expects him to do it. Nobody wants him to do it. Peter's obviously very uncomfortable and he tries to argue with Jesus about it, saying, don't do this. And Jesus says, I have to do this or it's not going to work. And Peter says, okay, fine. Well, then don't just wash my feet. Wash the whole thing. And Jesus says, no, washing the feet is enough. Trust me. I'm doing it the right way. You got to just trust me to do this thing. And Peter is still uncomfortable with this situation. It makes for a very awkward dinner. A very awkward dinner. Speaking of awkward dinner, later in the thing, when Jesus gets the bread and he dips it in the bowl and gives it to Judas. Did he wash his hands first? Like, he washed everybody's feet and then he dips the bread. No wonder Judas left. I'm sorry, this is not a time for humor, but really, it's weird. It's a weird, weird night. And Jesus felt the weight of that night. Particularly, we read about it in the part that our lectionary usually skips over on this night. That's why we had the full long version of this gospel lesson tonight. Usually it skips over the part where Jesus predicts his betrayal by Judas, where he gives Judas the bread, where the beloved disciple asks him who's going to do it. That part of that is introduced by these words from the 13th chapter of John's gospel, where it says, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And again, he dips the bowl, the bread in the bowl with his questionably clean hands and gives them to Judas and tells him, "Do quickly what you're going to do. And Judas leaves, and the remaining disciples have no idea what's going on. Even though Jesus just told them what's happening. He said, "One of you will betray me. Who is it? It's the guy I give the bread to." He gives the bread to Judas, and then Judas leaves, and still they have no idea what's happening because they can't imagine the truth. They can't fathom it. It's inconceivable that Jesus would have just told them that Judas would betray him, that Jesus would be turned over to the police, arrested, tried, tortured, killed. They couldn't imagine any of those things happening. And even if they had thought one of those things was going to happen, they wouldn't have thought Jesus would just be cool about it and just basically tell Judas to go do it. What was happening? They had no idea. And in John's gospel, of course, Jesus is explaining, "You don't understand this now. You will understand this later." And they have to just take his word for it. And indeed, they do not understand what Jesus is doing. Now, today, back in our time, in our lives, of course, it's not all bad. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful looking day. Today was opening day of Major League Baseball. And the local nine almost won, even though they blew a 3-run lead in the 9th inning to Milwaukee and then lost the game in the 10th inning. And that game went so long that it really interfered with the preparation time I had for worship tonight. So I'm displeased about that. But still, it was opening day of baseball. I can't possibly be mad about that. What a wonderful thing. I got to watch a little bit of Major League Baseball on the screen. There were fans in the stands. I so enjoyed them chanting and jeering at the Twins players. Like, because real fans, they can really do things. It was amazing. Today was far, far from all bad. Because that's the thing about like a weighty day or a weight that is carried. It's not necessarily bad. It's not inherently bad. A weight can be dragging or heavy, as I've felt this week, but it can also be momentous, literally with momentum. Get that weight moving the right direction, and it can be a very good thing, even though sometimes it can be hard to recognize. The reason I'm talking about all of this weight, the weight of our world today with the pandemic and the trial and the Holy Week that I at least experience, as well as the weight that Jesus felt that night all those years ago with his disciples, that last supper that he shared with them, that washing of the feet, that sending out of Judas, and finally this new commandment we'll talk about in a moment. The reason I'm talking about this weight is because it becomes clear in our scripture tonight that Jesus is the one who carries that weight for his disciples. When they don't understand what's happening, Jesus is the one who carries the weight for them. He says, "You will understand later," but he understands then. He's the one that's troubled in spirit then. They get a sense of the awkwardness because of this whole foot washing thing and Peter arguing a little bit and Judas leaving, but they don't understand it. They don't in any way feel the weight of that moment. They have no idea this is the last meal they will share with their teacher and their Lord. They truly do not understand. And Jesus, he kind of tries to explain it to them, but he doesn't expect them to get it. He tells them that he knows they won't understand, but that he trusts they will understand later. Jesus carries all the weight of that moment. And then he goes out and he gets arrested and all of the things that happened leading up to his crucifixion. And all that time, Jesus is carrying the weight of his disciples, the weight, literally the weight of the world is really what's weighing on Jesus through this time. And then that tremendous weight is lifted up onto the cross. And that weight, that heaviness, that burden that his disciples, that all people bear, is that burden dies with Jesus. And then he's raised up, free of that burden. And we who remain, from his disciples to us today, to the church of the future, have been relieved of that burden, of that weight. When I feel the weight of a week like this, of the pandemic, of the trial, of the everything else, I try to remember that the whole reason we do this Holy Week thing is because Jesus lived and died and rose again to relieve us of that weight, to relieve me of that weight, so that I don't have to carry it alone, so that we don't even have to carry it all together, although that helps too. But that Jesus is the one who carries that weight. Because Jesus' new commandment that he gives to his disciples, to love one another, as Jesus has loved them, he says, to love one another is to bear one another's burdens. It is to ease the weight that is on the other person. It is to lift that thing off their shoulders to help them carry it. That's what it means for us to love one another, as Jesus loved us. Jesus took all the weight. We can only take a little bit from each other, but we can relieve some of that burden for one another. And when we do carry the weight together, hopefully our burdens are eased. Loving one another doesn't always feel good for the person doing the loving. If we are indeed bearing the weight with another person, we might go in trying to help, trying to support someone, and find that we can't do it, that we don't know how to bear that weight, that we don't know the right words to say to someone who is suffering, that we don't know the right thing to do. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes we're just not ready. But there again, Jesus is the one who can lift even that weight from us. Jesus is the one. We're called to emulate Jesus, to follow after him, to try to do his thing. But we know we can't do it like Jesus did, and we don't have to. We can just do our best to love and serve God and one another, trusting that Jesus is the one who has removed ultimate weight from us. Now, with that in mind, tonight we, in worship, will share a meal. The meal of Holy Communion, for the first time in a very long time. And the first time we've tried to do it in this weird online way that I think is going to work, and I think it counts, and I think it's real, and I hope it's good. And I hope I remember my part, because it's been a long time. It will not be perfect. It will not be the meal that I have longed for, maybe that we all have longed for. It will not be exactly that. On the plus side, it will not be interrupted by Jesus taking off his robe and putting a towel and washing our feet. It's not going to be quite all of that. But what I want you to think about for this meal in which we receive the body and blood of Christ, I want you to remember that the point of this meal is to remind us that Jesus has lifted the weight off our shoulders. The point of this meal is to remember that we have been set free. So when you take the little tiny piece of bread out of this awkward little cup thing, it's okay. It's real. It counts. And it's small and it's tiny and it's like, it tastes pretty decent. I tried one. It's enough. It counts. It is the fullness of the body of Christ given for you. Because even a little bit of Jesus can set you free and lift the weight from your shoulders, can strengthen you to truly love one another. Amen.